This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry today. Thank you so much for listening. And we begin with the news released today that in January, United States drone strikes in Pakistan killed two hostages being held by al-Qaeda.
I want to express our grief and condolences to the families of two hostages. One American, Dr. Warren Weinstein, and an Italian, Giovanni Laporto, who were tragically killed in a U.S. counterterrorism operation.
That's President Obama speaking at the White House. Dr. Warren Weinstein was an American aid worker for the United States Agency for International Development. He had been held captive since 2011. Here's Weinstein speaking on a video released by al-Qaeda 2 years ago.
I came to Pakistan to help my government, and I did so at a time when most Americans would not come here. And now, when I need my government, it seems that I have been totally abandoned and forgotten.
In a statement, Weinstein's family said those who took Warren captive over 3 years ago bear ultimate responsibility. We can assure you that he would still be alive and well if they had allowed him to return home after his time abroad working to help the people of Pakistan, end quote. The family also says it was disappointed with the U.S. government's response to Weinstein's captivity. The operation also killed American al-Qaeda leader Ahmed Farouk, and in a separate airstrike, Adam Gadan, known as Azam the American. Gadan was a senior operative inside al-Qaeda with close ties to Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri. He was a media advisor and spokesman for the terrorist organization.
I mean, even assuming that America is not at war with Islam today, how can Obama be so certain that America will never be at war with Islam?
In the last decade, more than 2,500 people have been killed in U.S. drone strikes in Pakistan. And whenever a drone strike occurs, the Pakistani Ministry of Foreign Affairs condemns it. But they are routine. The most recent strike on April 12th in South Waziristan killed four people, according to the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. The United States is known to have intentionally killed six alleged al-Qaeda members who are U.S. citizens. Some were specifically targeted, some not. Anwar al-Awlaki, Samir Khan, June Kenan Mohammed, Kamal Derwish, who is a member of the Lackawanna Six in 2002, are among them. Joining me now in the studio is Karen Greenberg, director of the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School. Welcome back to the show, Karen.
Thanks for having me back.
We have two separate issues here, the apparently accidental killing of Warren Weinstein in a strike, but then also the intentional, if not targeted, killing of two American al-Qaeda operatives. Put into context today the president's apology and the wider drone war as it exists today.
I think underscoring these deaths is the fact that if there are going to be targeted strikes, as much of the world has always said, there will be collateral damage. And that collateral damage can be, as President Obama said, heartbreaking, heartrending. And I think that's what we've seen in part today, that you have these two separate things. One, a top al-Qaeda operatives being killed, and two, collateral damage, which have to do with the Italian and the American that Obama named today in his speech.
The president said in his statement that basically U.S. intelligence operations didn't know that Weinstein and Laporto were on hand when they bombed a compound.
Right. And that's most likely true. But it doesn't mean that you can't expect that that might happen. It might happen in part because they were put there as human shields. You don't know that. It might have happened by coincidence. But the fact is that in targeted killings, we know that there is collateral damage. And in this case, the collateral damage was an Italian and an American hostage.
The drone killing of Anwar al-Awlaki in Yemen helped to bring about a public debate on what's called the kill list, basically the president signing off and targeting American citizens who are deemed to be al-Qaeda members. The White House today said that these two American al-Qaeda members were not specifically targeted, but they were intentionally killed because they are viewed as targets. Put that into some context for us.
I think the larger context is here is the developing legalization at the top levels for drone killings, including for drone killings of Americans, which happens to be the part of the program that we know the most about. Adam Gadahn has always been somebody who that the top officials have had tremendous concern about. He was radicalized in the 90s at the age of 17. He went abroad before he was 20. He has been at the intersection of the top leadership of al-Qaeda and the interaction with Americans, trying to recruit them via media, etc.
Well, that would have made him a high-value intelligence target, not necessarily a target to be killed.
Well, it could have. And one of the problems, from the point of view of many people, is that if you're going to kill somebody like Anwar al-Awlaki or Adam Gadahn, you are going to forfeit the intelligence value they might have about the intersection between these two places, Pakistan or the al-Qaeda network writ large, and the United States.
Especially at a time when there's so much concern about Americans going abroad to fight with terrorist organizations. Karen Greenberg is director at the Center on National Security at Fordham Law School. Karen, thank you.
Thank you.